Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by guest author Nicole O. Salmon and is titled, How to Find the Courage to Face Yourself. In the heat of my single motherhood journey, a rare gift was bestowed upon me, an entire summer off. My son embarked on a Floridian adventure with his grandfather, opening the door to weeks of freedom and tranquility. As the countdown began, I envisioned a life of peace, rest, and rediscovery. Little did I know that those 2 months would unravel a profound transformation, bringing me face to face with myself. The initial days were not the carefree oasis I had imagined. Instead, a sense of unease settled in, leading me down a path of unexpected introspection. The quiet exposed the neglected corners of my soul that echoed with unheard cries of grief, unhealed wounds, and unresolved breakups. Buried beneath the layers of motherhood and ministry, my self-esteem had been masked. And for the first time, I had only myself to care for, a daunting realization. In the silence, I discovered my struggles and the pain that I had evaded through a bustling, active lifestyle. The freedom I longed for soon transformed into an unexpected encounter with a dark depression. The stillness allowed my soul to speak, and it spoke of aching wounds that demanded attention. Dark days followed, marked by reckless and self-destructive behaviors, drinking, smoking, and seeking refuge in unsavory company. The absence of external noise compelled me to create my own, drowning out the uncomfortable truth that awaited me. This was the realization that I was afraid to confront, a fear that the woman I had curated was no longer recognizable. In that moment of vulnerability, I chose to unbox my experiences, to delve into the difficult, unpleasant moments that had unraveled my created identity and distorted my perception of God. It was a journey of rediscovery that required the courage to face myself. Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 12:9 echoed in my heart, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." To unbox means to unpack, to unfold the layers of our experiences, both painful and joyous. The pivotal lesson I learned is that God's grace is the key to finding courage in vulnerability. It is in facing our weaknesses that His power dwells within us. Just as Paul boasted in his weakness, I learned to embrace the broken pieces of my story as opportunities for divine transformation. I realized that vulnerability is not a one-time act, but an ongoing process. The layers of my experiences unfolded to reveal not only pain, but also moments of profound joy, shaping me into the woman I am today. God's grace, I discovered, isn't merely a balm for wounds, but a catalyst for divine transformation. In the quiet surrender to vulnerability, I encountered a profound truth. Facing our weaknesses isn't a sign of defeat, but a gateway to God's power dwelling within us. It's a paradoxical dance where our brokenness becomes the canvas for His strength to shine brilliantly. As we navigate the ongoing journey of unboxing grace, it's crucial to recognize the need for pauses and intentional repositioning. The clarity gained through vulnerability empowers us to choose wisely amidst life's unpredictable moments. It becomes a lens through which we see not only the brokenness, but the beauty that emerges from the fragments of our stories. So, dear sister, I invite you to join me on this journey of unboxing grace. Allow the silence to reveal the whispers of your soul, and with God's grace, find the courage to face yourself. Embrace the transformative power that comes when we lay bare our vulnerabilities before the Creator, confident that His grace is, indeed, sufficient for every unboxing moment. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Graduation season is here. Are you ready to bless the grads in your life? Pick up a faith-filled card and gift from dayspring.com to inspire and remind them of where their true strength lies long after the graduation ceremony is over. Shop today at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.